Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart.
The Heart.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Just want to send a shout out to those who are coming through. What's going on, Brother Willie? Hope everything's going well with you tonight. What's going on, Veranda? Just send some love to your way. We're doing a Heart Love Radio Show tonight, special edition. Jerry coming on Tuesday night from 9 to 10, but this week I'm coming on right now. I hope you guys are having a good night wherever you guys are. If you were with me last week, we're talking about growing through your process. Tonight, we're talking about dealing with the glitch in the road. Dealing with the glitch in the road. Have you guys ever experienced any glitches in your road and in your road called life? You know, one of the things I can tell you about this is this. And this is not, honestly, this is not a pitch for my project. But it's amazing that my newest project is entitled Life's Lessons. Because I'm definitely dealing with life's lessons right now. How many of you know that the different things we discuss here on the show, on this Bible study times with each other, guess what? I'm living this thing out each and every day. What's going on, Tabria? Got Tibby online. What's going on, Tabria? And I don't know about you, but I'm really dealing with these life's lessons, and it's coming. It's coming at full force. How many of you guys know that when you are on the plan, hey, when you are on the plan for your life, that's the enemy is like right there, just meeting you right there. You know, it's not like you get a break and you get a vacation, everything is going well. Listen, when you are trying to do what God's called you to do and you feel like you're getting closer to that goal, listen, sometimes you're going to have some obstacles. And it's amazing. I came across this this cover that I have on my Facebook page. And that cover states this. It states, life is all about how you handle plan B. Life is all about how you handle plan B. Because how many of you guys know that sometimes you're going to have some plan A's, plan B's, sometimes even some plan C's. Let's throw in some plan D's sometimes. Life is going to happen. But what do you do when you have that glitch in the road? Do you give up? Do you give up? Do you say, you know what, it's not going to happen, I'm going to give up? Because I'm telling you, this is the first 31 days of the new year, right? And there's some things that have been going on. I've had some great breakthroughs we're going to read. I've had some great breakthroughs. And then there have been some things I've gone through, and I've been feeling like, Lord, how am I going to get to this next level? So tonight, dealing with the glitch in the road. You got that right, Tabria. Dealing with the glitch in the road. Because, you know, listen, life is going to happen. And sometimes we say life is going to happen on life's terms. What's going on, fam? What's going on, Blessing Bliss? We say that life is going to happen on life's terms. And sometimes John Adrian, we're going to deal with some obstacles. We're going to deal with some disappointments. We're going to deal with life. But how do you deal with life when you have that glitch in the road? When you say, look, I have everything planned out, this was going to be. I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm going to share something with you. I was going to make some certain plans in my life, certain plans. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this thing. And I got ready to do it, and then I got a text message from a friend. And I got that text message, and that text message was updating me on some information, and I had this glitch in my road. I had a glitch in my plans. I had a change of something that I had to change. I had to regroup. I had to look at this situation differently because it changed the course of what I was going to do. It didn't change my goal, but I had to realize that it might happen a different way. And it's been a rough, I'm not going to lie, it's been a rough few days. But listen, as God has kept me, I'm here dealing with the glitch in the road. How many of you guys listening right now have had a glitch in your road, in your life, in your personal life? I'm calling this area, this is really like a life lessons. What's going on, Kevin? This is called, you know, my newest project is called Life's Lessons. And listen, I'm still learning life's lessons. Life is all about learning. We'll always learn, have lessons to learn. But dealing with the glitch in the road. What's going on, bro? Dealing with the glitch in the road. And the main scripture for tonight is coming from Proverbs 16, chapter 16, verse 9. This NIV. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Again, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Hey, what's going on, Veronda? How you doing, Veronda? We have to catch up. You guys know what I'm talking about? In our hearts, I don't know about you, but in your heart, have you made your plans of how things are going to happen? And then life happens, right? Tabria says, I have. Yeah. You know, say, I'm believing this thing is going to happen right now. It's going to happen this way and that way. What's going on, Jones? And it happened, and God takes those things, and it changes. The goal doesn't change, but guess what? The goal doesn't change, but the way to get that goal might change. And it's a matter of how are you going to deal, what's going on, Bruce? How are you going to deal with those changes as they come? Yes, Veronica said, yes, indeed. Yeah, guys, because that's exactly where I've been. I've had these courses, Lord, I'm believing this is going to happen with my music ministry. I'm believing this is going to happen with my preaching ministry. And God says, stay focused, stay dedicated to that thing that I told you to stay focused and do first. Even if you have that glitch in the road, it's not over. So the first point tonight, it's not over. Wherever you are, say, it's not over with the exclamation point. This is the best I've felt all week, guys. I'm not going to lie. I've been going through dealing with that glitch in the road. And one thing that was going on, Mom, I got my mom back on. I just want to say real quick, a shout out to my mom. Guys, thank you guys for keeping in your prayers. She's on here tonight. What's going on, Mom? It's not over. I want to tell you that no matter what you're going through, it's not over. It might be a glitch in the road, but listen, God will take that glitch and make that glitch this small. That thing that you're trying, that the enemy is trying to make this big, make that thing this small, because God is greater, he's bigger than the glitch in the road. Kevin says, you want to make God laugh? Come up with a plan all by yourself. Kevin, that is right, Kevin. And I'm looking for my mic. I left my mic over there. I'm not going to walk over there and get it right now, but I'm going to make sure I bring it so I can drop that mic. That's it, Kevin. You want to make God laugh? Kevin says, come up with a plan all by yourself. Yeah. Come up with that plan, and it's going to happen. I'm telling you guys, I was at the finish line. I want you guys to know I was at the finish line. I was like, oh, yes. Lord, I see the promised land. And it's like, hold up, wait. That glitch in the road is like, what is this? What do you mean I have to keep on? Kevin says, don't start, bro. You know, yeah, Kevin, that glitch in the road. I thought I was at the finish line, guys. Have you guys ever had that your eyes set on something, you work hard, you're like, I'm almost there. I can taste it. I'm ready. And it's like, oh, not yet. God says, no, not yet. That glitch was in the road. And I want to tell you this. I'm not going to lie. I started to feel that woe is me started trying to come, you know, that self-pity and feeling bad for myself. And God's like, it's not over. Don't give up because you have hit a bump in the road. Don't give up because you have hit a bump in the middle of your road. Because listen, bumps are going to happen, right? But it's a matter of what are we going to do about that. Are we going to give up? Are we going to lose sight of the goal? You know, one thing about it is this. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, who strengtheneth me. Don't give up because you've hit a bump in the road. God is still with you. You have to still believe, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. And, you know, and you guys know, those who have been following along, I don't know what your scripture for this year is. Mine is Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to bring you hope and a future. You know, and I just, regardless of that bump in the road, I had to remind myself that God has a plan for my life. So I'm here to tell you today, this word is definitely for me, and I hope this word will bless and touch you, that God has a plan for you. So don't give up just because it seems like that bump in the road is a dead end. Because listen to this. What's going on, Keisha? The enemy will play games with your mind. That glitch in that road, the enemy will say, try to say, this is a dead end. And sometimes we give up. We say, I can't get further. I can't go further because it says dead end. And God's saying, don't give up. Trust me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, your mind. Trust me. You know, the enemy will play games with your mind. Right? What's going on, Sabian? The enemy will play games with your mind and try to have you thinking that that glitch in the road is a stop sign, is a you've got to go another way. Sometimes God might redirect you, but sometimes that glitch in the road, the enemy will play games with your mind to have you think that you cannot keep going forward. Listen, don't give up before you get your breakthrough. Sometimes, and I know it's a saying, you know, you hear that in religious circles, don't give up for your breakthrough, but listen, guess what? I have experienced that in my life. Have you ever been to that place where you're ready to give up and throw in the towel? And it seems like in the midnight hour, God comes through. He answers your prayer. He opens up the doors that you need to be opened. Listen to this. Don't give up before your breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't give up before your breakthrough. And that's true, guys. Listen to this. Galatians 6:9, right? Says this, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap. What? If we faint not, right? I'll make sure I go back there and make sure I say that correctly. That's Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. I'm almost there. Here we are. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Don't become weary in doing well. Don't become weary in doing that thing that God's called you to do. Don't become weary because goodness, for at the proper time, not the time we think it should happen, not the time we have escalated our minds, this is going to happen. I'm going to have the number one song out there by next year. It might take a couple years. It might be, who knows, it might be a few more months. Whatever it is, don't give up. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. For at the proper time, not the time where you think you should receive that harvest, but the proper time when God feels that harvest should come in your life. Let us not become weary in doing good, but at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Don't stop doing well. Don't stop doing those things that God has placed in your heart to do. Stay with it. Keep on doing what God has called you to do and watch what God is going to do in your life, dealing with that glitch in the road. How many of you guys have glitches in your road, different things that just popped up unexpectedly? Because, you know, life happens. Things happen, and we have to deal with those things. But I just want to tell you tonight, it's not over. God's saying, it's not over. Let me ask you a question. How do you, ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening, how do you deal with the glitch in your road? Dealing with the glitch in your road? How do you deal with that glitch in your road? Let me tell you guys, I'm going to tell you this. I went through a time a few years ago when I had some glitches in the road, and I want to tell you, we've been talking about on the show about changing your behavior, changing your thought patterns, and not falling back into the old pattern of doing things and thinking. But how many of you know sometimes we, if we don't stay up and we don't stay honest with ourselves, we don't stay honest with God, we can sometimes fall back into that old way of thinking. Now, dealing with the glitch in the road, I used to hate glitches in the road. You know, if things didn't go the way I expected them, I had it. I'm like, how am I going to get from this point to this point trying to figure it out? But one of the things I'm learning is that I'm having to trust in God regardless of what thoughts are going through my mind. And if I'm saying I'm going to believe God, then I've got to believe Him 100%. Rhonda says this. Rhonda says, I get quiet, pray, and seek God's direction. Amen, Rhonda. Thank you for sharing it. Rhonda says, I'm going to repeat it again. I get quiet, pray, and seek God's direction. Rhonda, I'm glad you said that, Rhonda, because that's going to the next point. Pray about it. Be still, pray about it. You know, in my mind, I don't know about you guys, but in my mind, what's going on, Stephen? In my mind, it's one of those, it's those things where those thoughts go through my mind, look. How am I going to figure this thing out? Lord, what are you doing? And I had to tell myself, be still. Mind, be quiet. So I love what you said that, Rhonda. I get quiet, pray, and seek God's direction. You know, sometimes it's about letting go. Letting go and let Jesus take the wheel. Let Jesus take the wheel. Sometimes you just got to let go. I'm going to get quiet before you, Lord. Sometimes we have to quiet our minds. I don't know about your minds, but my mind races. It races sometimes. And it takes a while to get it quiet, you know. James 5:16 says this. The second half of it says this. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. NIV version, James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. What's going on, Michael? Tonight we're talking about dealing with the glitch in the road. I love what you said, Rhonda. Be still. Pray about it. Being still. You know, we live in a society where everything happens quickly, right? It's like this microwave society. We expect everything to happen like this, this quickly. I'm expecting this result right here. You know, sometimes that second, well, the second point, if I go any further, is take a second to regroup. Take a second to regroup. Underneath that, be still, pray about it. So second point, take a second to regroup. First point, it's not over. Second point, take a second to regroup. What's going on, Pastor Fraser? Tabria says this, I find a way to use it as stepping stone to get to where I'm going. Thank you, Tabria. She reads, I'm going to read that again. What's going on, Brokan? I find a way to use it as a stepping stone to get where I am going. You know, thank you for sharing that. You know, it's all in our outlook, right? It's all in how we look at the situations we're going through. We can either look at the glitch in the road as a positive thing, or we can look at the glitch in the road as a negative thing. And I got to tell you guys this. My mom has always told me, you know, she's like, Gregory, you have to learn patience. Gregory, you have to learn patience. And I'm like, Lord, I've learned patience. Mom, I need you to stop saying that I need to learn patience. And then I realized when in talking to some other people, like, Gregory, you need to learn patience. But so sometimes we have to listen. That whole thing about listening, that whole thing about taking that second, that time to group, regroup, sometimes you just got to listen. We got to listen. That patience, being still. You know, so God's still growing me up in that area about being patient. Whatever it is that you're trying to do in your life, whatever it is that we're trying to do, we have to allow God to have that, to have His way. And sometimes it might take minutes, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, whatever is going on in our lives, we have to be patient. We have to be patient. And, you know, one of the things about it, with taking that second to a group, we have to seek God's kingdom. Like you're saying, be still and praying about it. What's going on, Charles? Matthew 6, 33 and 34 says this, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, in that regrouping everything, we have to understand that things are going to happen. We can't worry. Worrying is not going to change it. Worrying becomes like a headache. It becomes like a sore. It becomes like a cancer that just eats at you. So in our prayer, we have to pray, Lord, please, I don't want to be anxious. Like that scripture says, be anxious for nothing. Let's be still and pray about it. Take the time to really seek God's kingdom and know that he will bless you. And then don't worry about what's going on or how it's going to happen. I don't know about you, but I used to worry so much. How is God going to move in my life? How is God going to change the things in my life? How is God going to get me to that next level? How? Let me be present. And let me be present in what I am going through, what I'm dealing with, which is this. You know, Wanda says this. Okay, no, she didn't say that. Listen to what God has to say for clarification. Yeah, listen to God. Listen to what God has to say for clarification. You know, it's not just being still and praying about it. We have to be willing to listen. What's going on, Marianne? We have to be willing to listen to God. What is God saying about your situation? What is God saying about what you're going through? What is God saying about where you are, what you're dealing with, and where you're at? What is God saying? So that whole thing, thank you for sharing the video, Veronda, that Veronda was talking about. I love that, about being still. I'm going back. Veronda says, I get quiet, pray, seek God's direction. And use it, like Spirit says, find it a way to use it as a stepping stone to get to where you're going. You know, think about it. What's going on, Donnell? It's Pastor Donnell. That we have to be willing to listen to what God has to say. Sometimes it's a one-sided conversation, right? We have this one-sided relationship with God where we want to tell God everything that we're dealing with. Lord, we got to have this glitch in the road, blase, blase, and we can go down the whole list. We're complaining about this. We're not thinking or saying, thank you, Lord, for waking me up today. We're not saying, Lord, thank you for allowing me to see a new day. Thank you for allowing me an opportunity to do your will. Thank you for allowing me to bless someone else, bless someone's life. Thank you for blessing my life. We think about the negatives instead of the positives. But we got to be willing to sit still and listen to what God is saying to us in our lives. Listen to what God has to say for clarification. That means sometimes we have to be quiet, right? Like Rhonda was saying, being quiet. Being still, we have to be willing to listen. You know, because I think that sometimes, and I might fall into this myself sometimes, we pray, we talk, tell God what we're going through, what we're dealing with, and then we go the opposite way, right? We don't even listen to hear what he has to say. But God doesn't want a one-sided relationship. It has to be go both ways, both ways. My big brother, Kenneth, says this, there's nothing on earth that heaven can't heal. Trust God no matter what. Thank you, Kenneth. Thank you, Ken. There's nothing on earth that heaven can't heal. Trust God no matter what. And get to that place, Ken, where you say, trust God no matter what. And we got to stay in that position, right? We got to stay in that place. Because sometimes when God blesses us, we're so elated, we're so happy, we're so encouraged. But we don't stay in that place saying, look, I'm going to trust God no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. Take that second to regroup. Like I was saying earlier tonight, 31 days of the year, right? first 31 days of the year. And I'm not sure about you, but I feel like, you know, everything is going well. It's going great. I'm about to do these different things. And then here's that glitch in the road. God's saying it's not over. Take a second to regroup. And I love what you said. Trust God no matter what, regardless of what you see, regardless, you know. And I'm going to say this. God might change the method, but he's not necessarily the goal. The way he's going to try to take you to. So sometimes in our lives, when we had that glitch in the road and taking that time, to, that second to regroup, we had to realize that in that regrouping, it doesn't mean that God is changing the goal or the purpose. He might just change the route. He might just want you to wait, whatever it is. Whether he wants you to do it, my mom was talking about doing a U-turn. She was talking about that last tonight. Whether God wants you to do a U-turn, whether God wants you to say, just wait. That glitch is not as big as you think that glitch it really is. God might take you over that glitch. He might take you around. Whatever way, you just got to be open-minded and willing to do what God has for you to do. My question for you guys, in that taking that second to regroup, are you guys open-minded and willing to do what God has called you to do? He might lead you in a different direction, but you have to be willing to be led. You know, sometimes we don't want to give up that power that we feel that we have. I want to do it this way. And God might say, stop. Not yet. Not now. But, you know, we have to be willing to be, we have to be open-minded that God will speak and that God might change a direction, you know? Thank you so much, Daniel. God might do some redirection. Have you guys ever been redirected where you thought you were going in one direction? And God says, I don't want you to go in that direction. I want you to go in this direction. But it doesn't mean you're not going to pursue your goal. Sometimes when God says, not yet, we start having a fit, right? Not yet doesn't necessarily mean no. It might not be the season. You know, this goes back to what we were saying. The scripture, for those who came on later, the main scripture for tonight is Proverbs 16:9. Basically, which states in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. You know, God might change direction. He might come at it a different way, but it's up to us to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to listen to what you say. I'm going to actually be still. I'm going to actually be quiet. And I'm going to hear what you have to say to me about what I'm supposed to do. And more times than anything, is like Kenneth said, trust God no matter what. God wants us to trust him. He wants us to trust him, to not lean into our own understanding. And when we acknowledge him, he will direct our paths. Proverbs 3:5-6, I believe. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, so we have to do that. We have to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. I'm about to go there right now. Proverbs. Chapter 3. Yep, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. We've got to do that. Sabria shares this. Romans 8:25, King James Version. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. We have to be patient with ourselves as well as with what we want to see manifested in our lives. Amen. I'm going to drop my imaginary mic on that one, Sabria. Thank you for sharing that. Romans 8:25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And again, Tabria wrote, we have to be patient with ourselves as well as with what we want to see manifested in our lives. And how many of you guys know that being patient, sometimes patience is a virtue? My mom used to always teach that to me growing up. Patience is a virtue. Now, the question is, are you patient? Because you know that glitch in the road, guys, I don't know about you, how your mind works. But my mind would be thinking, how am I going to get over this glitch? How am I going to get around this glitch? Instead of saying, Lord, I'm going to trust in you, like Brother Ken was saying, no matter what. How am I going to deal with this glitch? I cannot deal with this glitch. My whole week has been this glitch, whatever that glitch is, whatever that it is for you. Have you ever been in that place where you're saying, I cannot get past this? This thing, I cannot get past it. But being patient and dealing with that glitch in the road. Because listen, we can worry about tomorrow. We can worry about the things we can't change. So much that we lose sight and we lose focus, which gives the enemy a door to come in and for that self-pity to start, for all those different things to come, and we get off course. What's up, Keith? Kevin says this, the true art of patience is not simply waiting, but how you act while you're waiting. Go ahead, Kevin. The true art of patience, Kevin is talking tonight, the true art of patience is not simply waiting, but how you act while you're waiting. How we act. Do we throw that temper tantrum? Because, you know, sometimes, have you ever seen an adult throw a temper tantrum? Have you ever thrown a temper tantrum? God's saying, not yet, and you're going crazy. I'm upset with you, God. How could you do this? You know, I'm loving what you say right there, Kevin. The true art of patience is not simply waiting, but how you act while you're waiting. That is so true. How you act while you're waiting. I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely blessed by the thing that, by this conversation that we're having tonight. First point tonight, it's not over. Second point, take a second to regroup. The third point, see with your spiritual eyes. See, sometimes we get stuck because we end up looking at our situation in the natural. The natural will mess us up sometimes, right? Looking at the situation, sometimes we have to say, Lord, show me this situation the way you see this situation. Because the natural eyes will tell you that, listen, the enemy will tell you, this is the worst thing that has ever happened to you. I mean, I've never seen anyone go through what you're going through. But, you know, sometimes we have to say, Lord, how do you want me to see this situation? Please show me how to look at this situation through the spiritual eyes. You know, Tabria says this, the glitches are at times a distraction from what God wants to say or do in the midst of the glitches. I'm going to read that one again. Tabria writes this, the glitches are at times a distraction from what God wants to say or do in the midst of the glitches. Break it down for me a little bit more. You're playing those words right there, Tabria. I'm going to read this thing, and I'm reading so I can process what you're trying to say. The glitches are at times a distraction from what God wants to say or do in the midst of the glitches. Okay, I need you to break that down for me because you're doing a wordplay, Tabria, and I need you to break that down for us who might not be understanding what you're saying. You're saying this, the glitches are at times a distraction from what God wants to say or do in the midst of the glitches. Okay, I need you to break that down for me. Break that down. While she's breaking that down, I'm saying, what's going on, Jermaine? I need you to break that down. Break that down for me a little bit. You're doing the word play. All right. What I think you're trying to say, sometimes we have glitches right there, and it's a distraction, trying to distract us from what God wants, God's trying to say and do. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Breaking it down. She's going to break it down. You know, but while she's breaking it down, sometimes, guys, you ever get to that point where you're saying, Lord, show me the way you want me to look at this glitch. Show me the way you want me to look at this glitch. But sometimes that glitch can be that distraction. Sometimes, but, you know, God will use that thing that the enemy tries to bring as a distraction for his glory if we continue, like Kevin was saying, to act in a positive way while we're waiting. How do we deal with that glitch? Because God's looking to see how are we going to deal with the glitch. How are we going to deal with this thing, this unexpected event in our lives? How are we going to deal with this thing that does not feel good? And I've talked about before becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. Becoming comfortable, understanding that I'm going to trust in God no matter what. Even though this situation is wearing me down, I'm going to trust what God is saying. That's what you're saying, Tabria? Okay, thank you, Tabria. You know, regardless, because the enemy will use that thing, but God's like, how are you going to deal with this? How are you going to be? It's a test. And sometimes we can't have the testimony without having the test. Sometimes we look at minstrels and preachers and singers, and we talk about their anointing. How come they're so anointed? But we don't know what they've gone through. We have not walked in their shoes. But at some point, okay, all right, Kevin comes from a different angle. And I love these different angles. Kevin says this, guys, even before I go further. Kevin says, sometimes a glitch isn't a glitch. It's God throwing a wall up or slamming a door, and we stay stuck, knocking on a door, God closed, calling it a glitch. All right, that is true sometimes, Kevin. That is true. That is true. And sometimes it could just be that door, and it might not be the time. And it might be that wall, not the time, not the time. Or that shut door, not yet, not yet. Or no. Sometimes God will say no, right? Veronica says this, yes, I think that's what she meant. Glitches are distractions, but all things work together for the good. Amen, Veronica. Amen, Veronica. Veronica, we better teach Kevin. Yeah, Kevin teaches. Veronica, all y'all on fire tonight. All you guys are on fire tonight. Veronica says, I'm going to read that again. Veronica says, yes, I think that's what she meant. Glitches are distractions, but all things work together for the good. And how are we going to deal with that glitch when we're in the midst of going through that event? How do we deal? How do we deal? How do we deal? What do we do? Come on now. Listen, sometimes, guys, we have to ask, when that door goes up, if it is that door that God's saying, this is a door, not yet, no. Sometimes you have to ask God to reveal to you what you're dealing with and why the glitch is in the road. What's going on, Janice? Sometimes we have to pray. Like Kevin was saying, is this a door? Is this, Lord, is this you slamming that door? What do I need to do? And I love what you say, Kevin. We stay stuck knocking on the door. It's like that video game. You keep on trying. There's that big rock, and you can't get around it. And we keep, as opposed to saying, like Rondo saying, be still. Lord, please show me what I'm supposed to do. How am I supposed to deal with this? And while I'm dealing with this, I'm going to trust you regardless of the thoughts that go through my mind. That's why I say we have to see with our spiritual eyes, not with our mental, not with the physical eyes, not, you know, but spiritually. Lord, how am I supposed to see this situation? How am I supposed to see this situation? Because listen to this. We have to get to a point where we see what God has to say about our situation. We have to get to a point where we say, Lord, how am I supposed to deal with this situation? How am I supposed to move? How am I supposed to react? Sometimes I talk about before doing a paradigm shift, changing the way we look at it and looking at the situation from a different angle. Perhaps taking a few steps back and look at the bigger picture. Because sometimes we just stay focused on that glitch in the road. Sometimes we don't take a step back. Let's see the whole, what's going around. What's going on in that whole scene. Let's take a step because we become so fixated on that glitch. We become stuck on that glitch. Like Kevin said, trying to get through that door and God saying no or not yet. But that glitch, let's take a step back and look beyond the glitch. Let's look at the whole picture. You know, Tabria says this, we can't let the glitches be setbacks, but setups. It sets God up to show himself strong. Like we talk about having setbacks for comebacks. you know, being set back, but God's preparing us for a comeback. But we just can't fall to that. I love what Kevin was saying right there. Kevin says this, perception and timing in God is everything. That's right. Perception, was that Dale? I love that, Kevin. Perception and timing in God is everything. Perception. What does God has to say about what you're going through? What, and is this the right time? Is this the right time? You know, there are many lessons that God wants us to learn. And the thing about it is that we have to be willing to say, Lord, show me the lessons that you want me to learn. You know, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, the second part of it says this, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. You know, you must believe God's report and not what you see. See, the thing about it is that sometimes if you start focusing on what you see in the natural, you're going to miss what God is doing spiritually. If you look at what's happening in the natural, you know, that thing, and Lord, what do you want me to learn? Believe God's report, because what you're seeing might look, somebody might be telling you this is the worst situation that you have ever gone through. And God's saying, believe my report. Believe my report. This is the door for you. Whether it's this door, whether it's for you to stop, whether it's for you to go around, whatever it is, we've got to get to a point where we believe in the Lord, our God, so we can be established. Believe his prosperous, his prophets, so shall we prosper. We have to get to that place where we believe God's report, not what other people have to say. I believe that some of us are in the threshold of the promised land, but the enemy is saying this is impossible for God. And we tie God's hands up when we say it's not God can't do that. It's impossible. That's when we have to protect what we hear, protect what we see, protect what comes out of our mouths. And who are we spending time with dealing with the glitch in the road? What are we doing while we are waiting for the breakthrough? Like Kevin was saying, what are we doing? Dealing with the glitch in the road. So if you're dealing with the glitch in the road, are you praising God, thanking God, and believing God with your whole heart? Or are you complaining? You know, it's so easy to fall back into that whole thing of complaining. You know, it's like when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. You know, Lord, we didn't have to go through all this stuff in Egypt, but they had that thing of complaining. Sometimes we got to get to that point, because we don't want to get lost in the wilderness and God's wanting to bring us to the promised land. But what are we doing in the whole process of dealing with the glitch in the road? Are we talking about things are better before we stepped out of faith? Are we saying things are better when we used to do things we used to do? Are we saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you regardless of what the situation might be trying to tell me? Because sometimes your situation will try to tell you this is the worst situation ever. If anyone can get in the door and get in your ear, listen, that's a lot. But we have to get to that point where we say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. So the glitch might be in the road. The setback might be in the road. The setup might be, the enemy might be trying to set you up. But listen, God will raise up that standard against the enemy, right? And you know what? And God can use anything. God can use anything for his glory if we allow him to have the glory and full control in our lives. But we have to be willing. We have to be willing to allow God to work in our lives. Can I get an amen? We have to be willing. We got to be willing. What's going on, Larissa? Dealing with the glitch in the road. First point, it's not over. Second point, take a second to regroup. Third point, see with your spiritual eyes. And the thing about this is this. Sometimes when you're dealing with the glitch in the road, you got to be careful who you're sharing with. Are you speaking life or death? Are you speaking life or death? Because people will tell you that's the worst thing that ever happened to you. How could you have ever done it? That was the stupidest thing you could have ever done. Blase, blase, blase. You feel so broken down and so beat up before you can even go any further. So we got to be careful when we're dealing with that glitch in the road, while we're waiting for God, while we're being still and listening. Who do we have on our left and who do we have on our right side? Do you have someone that, we talked about this last week, throw in the towel. Do you have someone who's going to throw the towel back at you and say, don't give up? Or you can have someone who's throwing the towel, they're going to take the towel and go. know, sometimes we're dealing with a glitch in the road. We give up before God can bless us. We give up. But you got to say, I believe that I'm going to be at this place, God. This glitch might be in the road, but you have said that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Kevin said, preach. Listen, when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Lord will raise up that standard against him, right? So you got to see with your spiritual eyes. The enemy will have people tell you how bad your situation is. But when you think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done, that you're still here, that you're still able to praise him, that you woke up in the right with your right mind to be able to drop that mic. Amen. Dealing with the glitch in the road. Maybe that's not a glitch at all. Maybe it's a setup for a comeback. It might be a setback, but listen, God setting you up for a comeback. You just have to stay focused. Stay focused. Don't allow the enemy's plan to try to keep you from going back. So you have a glitch in the road. You say, I'm going to go backwards. No, God, what are you telling me? God might tell you, I need you to make a right turn. That glitch in the road, don't worry about that. Make that right turn. And you might end up that place quicker than you think. Regardless of whatever it is that you think you're dealing with, know that God has you if you're willing to allow God to lead you. So that glitch might be in the road, but this might be the perfect time for you to say, I'm going to let go and let God. I'm going to let go. Hallelujah. Woo! And let God. Somebody tune to Hammond. Can I get an amen? Go ahead, Kevin. You have to say, somebody tune Hammond. Where's the piano? I'm not going to do it right now. But listen, I'm going to turn it on. Turn it on, Kevin. Hallelujah. Listen, deal with that glitch in the road. God might say, make a right turn. It doesn't mean you're not going to get down to the other side. God might take you in a different direction. But are we willing to allow God to lead us? So in dealing with that glitch in the road, are we going to have people around us who saying, look, cheering us on, God is with you. You're not alone. You're not alone. I want to tell you guys this. I went through some of the hardest times of my life a few years ago, and I'm so grateful that I had people around me. God had placed people around me who spoke life, people who did not rush me. They say, look, I'm going to be here for you. I've got your back. I've got your back. You're not alone. Dealing with that glitch in the road, I'm so glad that I believe that it's not over. It took the second to regroup, took a second to look at things from a different angle. Sometimes you have to do that paradigm shift. We have to look at the situation from a different angle so we can see the bigger picture. Like Proverbs 16:9, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. What's going on, Katie? He establishes their steps. What's going on, James? We have to be willing to allow the Lord to establish our steps. We have to be willing to allow the Lord to do what he wants to do in our lives. What is God saying about that thing? I'm going to say to that, you got to speak to that glitch. You got to speak to that mountain. What's going on, Mark? You got to say, look, you're not going to have victory in my life. God has me. And you have to speak to that mountain. You have to speak to that thing and speak the word of God. And speak what God is telling you in your heart and dealing with you. And speak that word over your life. I should not die, but live and go in the name of the Lord. Greater is he who is in me than he who lives within the world. I will seek you with my whole heart, and you will answer me. And, you know, when you're going through something, like I'm telling you guys, this year I'm standing on Jeremiah 29:11. I'm standing on that scripture that God knows his plans that he has for me. You know, plans to prosper me, not to harm me, to give me hope and a future. So regardless of the glitch in the road, regardless of what the enemy is saying about that glitch in the road, regardless of what naysayers are saying about that glitch in the road, regardless of what family members are saying about that glitch in the road, regardless of what my so-called friends are saying about that glitch in the road, I'm going to do what God's called me to do. He's going to lead me through this set, what the enemy's trying to say, the setback. God has set me up for a comeback. Larissa says, my fight from the place of victory. Amen. What's going on, Cousin Brenda? What's going on, Pamela? You know, God is saying this. Look, I've got you. That glitch might be in the road, but praise me anyhow. Don't just praise God in the good times. Praise God in the bad times. And when things start becoming good, don't stop saying, okay, I'm going to chill out on praising God. I'm going to praise you anyway, because it could have been me. That song could have been me. No food. You know, have you ever been in a place where you didn't know how you would get your next meal, but God made that way? Dealing with the glitch in the road. You might, someone might tell, give me a no, but listen to this. There will be someone that God will say, give you a yes. And sometimes the spirit of experiences we go through are for us to learn. What do I do in this time? Like Rhonda saying, be still, pray, seek God's face. Tabriel saying, use it as a stepping stone. But like Kevin was saying, what do you do while you're waiting? What do you do while you're waiting is important. It's not over. Take a second to regroup. See with your spiritual eyes. God is with you. See, one thing we have to remember is that God is with us. We're not in this thing by ourselves. Larissa says, yes, I've been singing that. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, Larissa. Praise God. You know, God is with us. That glitch might be in the road, but listen to this. You got to tell the enemy, look, I'm going to trust in the Lord regardless. I'm going to seek him. I'm going to seek his kingdom. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm just going to thank him for today. I'm going to thank him for right now because he's a right now God. And we have to have a now faith, like Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. If it's, you see it, it can't be faith if you see it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have 4 points. We have to believe that God is with us. God is with us. God is with you. That glitch might be there, but listen, you got to say, look, I'm going to trust you regardless, Lord. You might be believing people to come to your event. You got to trust that God's going to make a way. We got to trust that regardless if there's 2-3 people who come to the events that God has placed in our hearts, that God is going to work out everything that needs to be worked out. He's going to show up in our lives regardless of the number. Don't let us become so caught up on numbers. You know, are we doing what God's called us to do? And if it seems like the direction you have to go is going to take you a little longer, just know that God can redeem that time. Thing might take a little longer. God can show you. You can get there quicker if you just follow me. You know, it might be a setback, but God's preparing you for a comeback. And if it's not yet, God could be saving your life from something that you have no idea what's on the other side of that glitch in the road, right? We have to be willing to trust God that God knows best. He knows what we need. Larissa says restoration. Kevin says, you got to have a yet phrase. Yet praise. I'm going to praise him now regardless of what I'm going through. Tabria says this, when we have war wounds, all right, we must go into war room experience, all right, where we are standing steadfast on what the word has already declared regarding our lives. Amen. We have to stand and believe. I went through something, Tabria. I went through something one time, guys. I'm going to share with you that I held on to my faith. And, you know, talk about having faith the size of a mustard seed. Listen to this. It's like a strand of hair. And I was of a hair. Strand of hair. And I held on to it. I held on. Regardless of the setback that was in the road, I held on to that word that the Lord would never leave me nor forsake me. That he has me. And I held on to it. Regardless of what I was seeing naturally, I'm saying, Lord, I'm going to believe your report. I'm going to praise you. And have you ever been to a place where you couldn't even praise him? All you could do is moan, say, Jesus. Veronica says this, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. All right, Veronica. When we get to that point of saying, I'm going to be sold out to trusting God, regardless of the situation, regardless of what words are coming my way, because people will speak death over our lives, right? If we allow them, but we got to speak the word of God over our lives. We have to watch out the people around us. And we have to believe that God is with us and be more so seeking God's face than man's approval. What is God saying? Because man might tell you, look, you got that glitch in the road, you do X, Y, Z. No, what has God said? And be still long enough to hear what he has to say so you can get the full direction of everything that he wants you to get. And I'm going to tell you this. Focus on the positives and not the negatives. Focus on your blessings. Focus on your blessings, not on what you feel like you don't have. But thank you, Lord, for blessing me with life. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with a house. Thank you for blessing me with a car. Thank you for blessing me with food. Thank you for blessing me with people who care about me. Thank you for blessing me with some parents who love me. You know, sometimes we have to get in that point of saying thank you. Thank you, God, that you have power over this glitch in the road. Thank you, God, that you can use this glitch to be magnified and glorified in my life and not become stuck on the fact that there's a glitch in the road, but stuck on the fact that God is bigger than that glitch in the road. God is bigger. We serve a God who's bigger, a God who's greater. And we got to have to continue to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even when the enemy is trying to come and like a flood, allow the Lord to raise up that standard, but speak the word. Speak the word. Sing the word. Encourage yourself. Have people around you who are going to encourage you in dealing with that glitch in the road. It is all right. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. You're not alone. God is with you. God wants the glory. He and glorify him. Allow him to show you how to deal with that glitch. Lord, how are you telling me to deal with this? You want me to speak to it, speak against it? Want me to sing against it? Want me to praise you? Or you want me to dance on top of it? What is, how do you want me to deal with it? You want me to just turn to the right, turn to the left, make a U-turn? What is it that you want me to do? And while I'm doing that, I'm going to praise you with my whole heart. Tabria says this, help and healing belongs to us in every area of our lives. It is a benefit that he loads us with daily. Thank you for sharing that, Tabria. We have to be willing to walk in that. We have to be willing to walk in that healing. We have to be willing, like you're saying, Tabria, who said, that's right, Tabria, we must believe even when it looks like it isn't happening. That's right, we have to believe it. Listen to this. Becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes, guys, this life is not going to be peaches and cream. It's not going to be all roses. Sometimes you have to go through some uncomfortable times. Sometimes you're going to have to go through those things where the enemy's going to say no. I mean, where the Lord is going to say no, not yet. Where the Lord is going to say, this is not the time. And sometimes he's not saying no. Sometimes he's saying not yet. This door will not open yet because you haven't gotten to that point. You need to learn this right here. That glitch in the road, God can use that for his glory. We just have to get the instructions. Lord, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to deal with that? The key thing is to stay focused on God. Stay focused on God. Speak life over your life. Speak life. Speak life, not death. Speak life. God has me. God will show me how to deal with this. God is in control of everything. Lord, I submit to you. Please show me. Sometimes you close your eyes, you open your eyes, that glitch might not even really be there. No, well, that's nothing. That's nothing. God is greater than that. And that glitch might really be the glitch. And God might say, it might be a door just saying, look, that's not the direction. Go this direction. Like Kevin was saying, stop knocking on the door. Hear what God is saying to you. Hear what God is saying to you. The verse says, our life is not our own at the beginning and the end of the day. It really isn't. And the things that we have are things that God has blessed us with while we're here on this earth. These things he's blessed us with. Let's take care of our bodies. Let's take care of our minds. Let's take care of the things he's blessed us with. But I want to just tell you guys, well, before I even do that, Kevin says this, your focus, faith, and energy are the three things the enemy attacks the most. That's right, Kevin. I'll read that again. Kevin says this. Your focus, faith, and energy are the three things the enemy attacks the most. Your focus. Are you going to focus on a glitch in the road, or are you going to focus on God? Because sometimes that glitch gets the best of us, right? We get lost at that place, that glitch, and we take our eyes off of God. It then begins to mess with our faith. Then our energy, we're worn out. We're not resting and trusting in the Lord. So I understand how you came up to that, Kevin. That's a good one. Your focus, faith, and energy are all are the three things the enemy attacks the most. Drop some mic. That's it. So are we going to become fixated on the glitch, or are we going to become fixated on God and His ability? I'm going to encourage you tonight, it's not over. I'm going to encourage you to take a second to regroup. Be still, be quiet. Lord, show me your way. How am I supposed to navigate on this road? Then you have to be willing to hear what he has to say and see with your spiritual eyes, not what you see, but what he is telling you. And then you got to believe and have that faith that God is with you, that he would never leave you nor forsake you, that his plans are to bless you, to give you hope and a future. Time for the benediction. All right. You got the music, Kevin? You got the music? Because Kevin trying to get out of here. But it is time to go tonight. And I want to say, listen, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you. What's up, Patricia? I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I hope you are blessed. I know I can say this. I am blessed. And I'm encouraged tonight. And I just want to say, God bless you. I appreciate each and one of you, every one of you coming through. We generally come in on Tuesday nights from 9 to 10 on Tuesday nights. Came on this Thursday. I was going through my thing, guys, dealing with the glitch in the road. I pray this blesses you as much as blessed me, because you guys have blessed me, and I pray, guys, that you guys are blessed as well. God bless you. Be encouraged in dealing with your glitch in the road, whatever that glitch might be. Keep God number one. Remember, it's not over. Take a second to regroup. Spend that time with God. See with spiritual eyes. And just remember that God is with you. Amen. Kevin, listen. Kevin, if you got to go, you got to keep on going. Because I might want to keep on talking. But amen. Ron said amen. Talk to you later. God bless you guys. Love you guys. I'm praying with you. Pray with me. I'll see you again next Tuesday. Please share this video on your pages. And God bless you. And be encouraged.